Welcome back to the Pledge Drive. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager here at AM 1160 The Quest. And we have some young adults in the room. Young adults in the house. Do the young adults still say in the house?
In the house. I like in the house.
How much hair is required to be considered a young adult?
How much what?
Hair.
I don't know.
I think you're good, Michael. Yeah, I feel good.
Everybody's looking at John Henry for some reason.
Me and Dave are rocking the dude. This is cool.
I've got the hair on my face.
Exactly.
You've got the facial hair.
Yeah.
You guys have the alpha male heads, you know, bald head with the good beard. I can't grow the beard.
Dude, well, once it starts to go up top, you just got to let it go. You just got to embrace it. Don't do the comb over. Don't do the cul-de-sac. Just go full bald. So many guys look
the
better.
The cul-de-sac.
Once I realized I couldn't grow a beard, that's when I started taking the hair pills. So
I did. Well, it is working.
I had to keep it.
Yeah.
One of the two.
I kind of wanted to talk today, Dave, just about hair. Can we just do a whole hair hour?
We can do that. Yeah. I think
this is brought to you by Rogaine, isn't it? Donation, Rogaine.
And this is the Honest to God crew here. And that's the show for young adults, made by young adults. And this is the kind of conversations we have on the Honest to God, right?
Yeah, sometimes we go a little deeper than hair.
Sometimes it's T-Swift.
But overall, I mean, yeah, we do a pretty fantastic show, I think. It's Saturdays at 4 right here on AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. It's always me and producer Julian. He's looking sharp today, outdressed me for the first time in a long time.
First time, yeah, that's right. And we have a very special guest who's birthday is today.
Jeff Goldblum
canceled again.
Again. He keeps doing that to us.
But it is her birthday today, and she is the newest young adult in the Catholic community. Laura McCall
awesome.
Is here.
Heck yeah, Laura. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Welcome to adulthood, not just youth.
Yep. Have you registered for the draft?
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't know the rules about that.
Females
anymore.
Are not required to.
Hey, I don't know. It's 2025.
It is. You
know?
But, yeah. That's the
world.
One thing that the feminists have not asked for.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. Yeah. So, yeah, we're on the same page.
Can't buy cigarettes anymore, though.
Nope.
They wouldn't take me. They don't like diabetics.
Oh, is that right? That's not fair.
Something like that. You throw me out in a trench with a little bit of insulin and I'm dead in 2 days. I don't think so.
That's fair. Yeah. Never mind. Now that does make a lot of sense, now that I'm thinking about it.
A little bit.
No, but it's Laura was actually a student of mine. Yeah, I taught her. St. John Bosco up in Cumming, Georgia.
What subject?
Theology of the body.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think history freshman year.
Yeah, ancient history and then theology of the body. It's a lot of fun.
So I will say that this is Honest to God, and this is one of the local shows that we've put on The Quest. And it's been about a little over 2 years now, I think. It was fall of 22.
September, I think, was our second year. Is that right?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
So coming up on 2.5.
So it's really just taken off. I mean, it's a very popular show, and it's probably more popular on, like, there aren't a whole lot of young adults probably listening to AM 1160. I'm guessing.
Dave, I refuse to believe that AM radio is the past, but it's also the future.
Mm-hmm. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got 1.2 million Catholics here in Atlanta that have tuned in to listen to us right now. They are all here. And so if they're not aware, Honest to God is a show that you should check out Saturdays at 4 right here on AM 1160 The Quest or The Quest app.
But you can also go to the YouTube channel.
And the YouTube channel.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts.
So see these pretty faces?
Oh, yeah.
So all those who have kids out there who talk about how they're addicted to YouTube, this is one of the shows that you probably want them listening to.
Yeah, take that toddler, plop them down, put in those noise-canceling headphones, and just stream Honest to God. I'm just kidding, by the way. That is a huge... Please don't do that with your toddler. Wait until they're a little older.
Yeah.
No, but it's a good show. And, you know, we do a lot of this banter, a lot of this fun back and forth, but we really get into the heart of some pretty serious issues, I think, that are affecting young people and people of all ages. We have a lot of, I think we have a pretty decent chunk of our audience is going to be sort of in that beautiful young adult demographic. Mm-hmm. But then we have a lot of people whose children are young adults or even grandchildren are getting into that. And I mean, we hit everything. Serious stuff, right? Moral issues all the way. I think we did like a Bachelorette episode. We kind of go all over the place. And
did
it's
a tattoo episode.
Did a great tattoo episode. And one thing that I really like that we do, and I think, Julian, you can back me up on this, is we've been doing a series of conversion story episodes that are pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I was on a conversion story before I became part of Honest to God.
You weren't even part of the thing.
I was not. No, I had been on, I think, probably half a dozen times at that point.
Okay.
And then was invited to do a conversion story. And
Never left.
Never left. Yeah. Then they got me. Yeah.
They just roped you in.
They did. They did. And Laura's been listening since she was in high school and has been influenced way back when. Yeah, it's been influenced by a lot of the things that we've said.
What was your favorite episode?
Ooh.
It's a terrible question. It's all really good. I think a lot of people listen to it because they can relate to it.
So your favorite episode was what?
Any of them. I don't
Every
know.
Single oh, one.
All did you like the relationship one? Because I think that one was a...
That's probably one of the more popular ones, isn't it?
We had
it?
That guy from Dancing with the Stars on, I think.
Did the we guy really? Who looked like him.
Oh, wait, that was it. I'm sorry. Nobody gets that joke.
No, it's
Michael's brother was on Dancing with the Stars, and now I keep spouting it out into the airways.
Oh, you have a brother?
I have an identical twin who's up in Nashville, and now people don't know that, but now they do. But feel free to do that. But I did. I was curious on that type of episode, if you did listen to it. Or
no,
was
I did like that one.
We need deeper analysis.
I guess where I'm thinking the example for the listeners out there who aren't familiar with the show, because you know we did talk about some more serious issues, but the for those who are parents out there who might worry about what their kids or young adults are seeing or hearing, and especially in the relationship world, or even those who might have are in the faith who have fallen away from the faith, or were there any with that episode or others that might, I guess, what stood out to you about Honest to God and some of the messages that, you know, they talk about on the show versus kind of the other podcasts and things that are your age is drawn to?
Well, I think it really outlined what a good relationship would look like, what a healthy one would look like, compared to other communities and other podcasts where it kind of just looks into like the good stuff, I guess, like the juicy things of the relationship. This was more of a, you know, what's going to help the people better come closer to God, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm. If this is a kind of maybe you listen to or check out the YouTube channel, watch Honest to God, or maybe this is your only exposure, what we're doing right here over the last, you know, 5-10 minutes here. And this is the kind of thing you'd like to support. You got to support the quest. Okay. 470-508-1160. We're looking for monthly donors, as many as we can get. We want to have 100 of them by tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So 470-508-1160 is the number to call. You can donate online, thequestatlanta.com, or on the app, the Quest Atlanta app. And we have matching funds up to $2,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. Don't leave one penny of that on the table. We
is that
wanna...
free money?
It is. It's like a BOGO. Buy one, get one. Mm-hmm. It's like a buy one, get one free. You know, you donate $100, well, all of a sudden it's $200. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. So when I was reading the links and the numbers, all I could think about was when I'm driving, the last thing that I want to do is bring out the phone and then, you know, hit someone in the neighborhood. So me being a millennial, I'd say, well, what could I do to remember it? And what I thought was, if you're driving and you can't remember the number, just Google the quest, Honest to God, but more directly for giving, just Google Community of Hope. The quest, Community of Hope, the donation page will just come up. So again, that's the quest, Community of Hope. It'll just come up. Remember that. Or if you do the quest and hope, it'll probably come up. Google's getting pretty smart these days.
That's good advice. Usually we just tell people to pull over right now and take care of it right now because there's nothing more important than the present.
Yeah, the pullover part is great. Yeah.
And if you're on the connector right now, you're probably almost parked anyway. So, you know.
Just throw that car in park.
Yeah.
People get angry at you, then just, you know, give them a sign of peace and then flash up the number so they can give to.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or we could put it on the back of cars.
Yeah,
how's my driving?
Sticker.
And then you call the number.
And it's the donation page. Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah.
Well, would it be helpful? I know that, you know, I gave myself outside of the drive, but I was just sitting here in the office one day and they were talking about how one of the things that they wanted to do to improve the space was have more sound insulation for one of the studios. Mm-hmm. Being in here, like, man, I don't want them hearing all my coughs and all my things that are going on. That sounds like a great thing to give money for. Mm-hmm. And I, in the back of my head, I'm like, I have no idea about media. I'm like, what's that going to cost? Is that going to cost, you know, is that $10,000? Is that $20,000? You know, I'm involved in some media and stuff. So they have these big numbers. And I just ask, you know, how much does that cost? And I think they said $2,000. I'm like, wait, you can do a whole setup in the studio for $2,000, it's actually pretty low. And so, you know, even if I knew then, I wish there was matching funds then because I gave an okay amount, but if I could have just covered the whole thing with
double
the free money, that would have been great.
Exactly. Now, I think what you were talking about was the sound treatments that we put on the walls. Yeah. exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just as a big thank you to all the work that you do, Dave, with this thing. I mean, it has been noticeably different, right, over the years that we've been doing Honest to God in this studio, in regards to the camera equipment we've brought in regards to a lot of the sort of the tech stuff that kind of goes over my head, above my pay grade. But what the giving from the listeners, right, the direct impact that it's had on the show, our reach, our ability to reach out with this mission that the radio station in general, but Honest to God in particular, has, which is to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ and his church to young people, to young adults. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Dave. We appreciate you being in here.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I love seeing what you all are doing as well. I mean, the energy you bring to the quest and everything, it's awesome.
Without that technology and the cameras and everything, we wouldn't even be able to be on the platform that all the young adults are on, which is YouTube. And Spotify, yeah. And all of these.
100%.
I kind of want to put in perspective, because it's the same kind of, I was drawing it back from kind of what you can, how much you can do with so little. So the goal for, you know, our hour is $8,500. And I'm curious, like, what's the biggest, if you could imagine what the average tax return, you know, back is, which, sure, we're a month away right now, and I would be lying if I had said that I didn't have a tax return at some point that was somewhere in that range of what we're asking for and what the goal is. And it's like, well, a lot of that goes to tithing. And mm-hmm. So if you guys, you know, hopefully you are getting a tax return, and mm-hmm. hopefully it's something that's, you know, something to be thankful for. If there's a little piece of that and you haven't been missing it, and it's something that you think this is good, then there you go. Maybe, yeah, that might be an idea.
Yeah, I actually got mine today. So, woo, there was checks that got sent out today. So there's definitely money out there to be donated to there the quest. Go. And we need cameras. I mean, we
do. We, yeah. And because the cameras we have, I mean, they're getting us by, but we really need, we need to step it up, I think.
We do.
You know?
We do.
So here's the thing. I'm wondering if you want to put your headphones on. I don't know. We could maybe take a walk down to the to the call center if you want to do that.
I love walking down to the call center. That sounds great.
Oh, wow. Look at the activity in here. Lots of stuff going on.
It's amazing how many people you got in here, Dave.
Yes. Earlier today, I mentioned that somebody was said it was Sandy Springs. However, I'm just informed now that this is a person listening from New Zealand.
No way.
Whoa. So, yeah, we want to.
Is it like 4 a.m. there?
Seriously, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And there's not some little town called New Zealand in middle Georgia or something.
New Zealand, Georgia.
New Zealand, Alabama, I believe. Yeah. So, but anyway, hey, thank you for, is New Zealand down under too? Or is it
just
Australia?
No, New Zealand's down under, right?
It's down below.
Yeah, southern hemisphere.
Okay, we'll call it that. We also have Roxanne and Michael from Ackworth in honor of Julian from your parents. Yeah. They say they're proud of you.
Yes, and her name is actually Roxine.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's a very common...
I'm sure I'm not the first one that's done that.
You're not. Her mother wanted a special name.
Yeah, well, Roxine is special, all right. And she has a special son.
I'm a fan too, Julian.
I bet there's a lot of stand-up comedians who don't have parents who say that they're proud of them. So, man, that's awesome.
The Knights Initiative from Atlanta, thank you very much for your generosity. Janice, do we know anybody named Janice?
I know a Janice.
I know a Janice.
She is challenging all Honest to God listeners to support the Honest to God crew. Janice from Dahlonega, thank you very much. Also, Janice from Dahlonega says, check out Pierce Benefield's conversation story on Honest to God, Way to Go. Excellent. And Teresa from Knoxville, Tennessee, in honor of Linda. That was in our 3 o'clock hour. So thank you very much. Let's get out. There's too much activity here. It's just kind of crazy. Yeah. There we go. Thank you.
Talk about noise canceling. Right?
I know.
That's great.
I know. That's a soundproof door that we just closed too.
Love it.
So,
Laura, an old school telephone used to open up like this. We used to do the finger and the pinky and the ear as the telephone, but now I hear that you do the full palm. Is that
true?
Oh,
no, seriously. Pantomime the telephone for me right now, Laura. Just do it. Pantomime. Pretend like you got one in your hand. You can do it.
I don't know. I just kind of pulled it up to my ear.
Oh.
I don't even think about it.
Because I am so used to the pinky and the thumb. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. For all those out there who want to educate our youth,
yes,
we do that too. Exactly, but pantomime.
How to pantomime a phone. That's one of the great lessons taught on Honest to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I started to actually do the dial thing where it would spin and, you know, flip back, you know, make that noise, You know, that was the phone that I grew up on.
The rotary?
Right, not in my parents' house, but in my grandparents' house, they had one like that. So I learned very early on how to use one of those.
That's something else. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
I had to call Sarah. Sarah, connect me to the sheriff.
Did you actually
have the...
Okay, I was going to say, where were you from, Dave? I don't think
Mayberry.
You're that old. You still count as a young adult, I think. So
I have a great idea for next Honest to God show. Is we get one of the young adults in here, and someone that they're crushing on, we make them call the house, or if the house doesn't have a number, call the parents.
Yeah, the house doesn't have a number.
And ask the parents to be able to talk with the son or daughter.
Dude,
and do it like you had to do before.
Yeah, Laura, you'll never understand the fear of calling the girl or the guy that you had a crush on, praying, hoping against hope that somehow their dad was not going to answer the phone first. And he always did.
Yeah.
He was always dad. He had to have like a 5-minute small talk, you know, why do you call my daughter?
Hey, it builds character.
It does. It was good.
I agree. Yeah, I never was scared to talk to the parents.
But if you have the girl go on, if she was on the same line, because you could share the line, like, get off the phone, Dad!
That would be listening to the back and forth between father and daughter before. Yeah, for sure.
I was a little bit of a schmoozer, though, so I appreciated the opportunity to schmooze anytime I could.
I like that.
But Michael brings up a great idea, and you know what makes ideas like that come to life?
What's that, Julian?
Is donations, because that is quite the expensive endeavor.
What an excellent point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of donations, I think we're on a pledge drive right now, aren't we?
We are. We are.
What if I wanted to make a donation? How would I do that?
That's a good question, Dave. Well, one of the ways you could do it is call 470-578-1160.
No. You misread that.
I said 578. It is 508.
Yes.
I actually, when I called in, which was Julian from Jasper, for those who are listening, I accidentally called. So it's 470-508-1160. Again, that's 470-508-1160. Or you can go online at thequestatlanta.com or on the app, which you should definitely get the app if you don't have it already.
Yeah, not just to donate, but to listen to shows like maybe Honest to God.
Like, honest to God. Anywhere in the world, you could be on an airplane as long as you have free Wi-Fi or pay for Wi-Fi, and you could listen to Honest to God.
You could be in New Zealand.
You could be in New Zealand, which we apparently have one now.
We got a lot of traction in India. We talk about that a lot on the show.
That's right.
For whatever reason, we got a pretty solid base over in India that likes to listen. And you can follow all that on the YouTube and everything.
Well, and now, didn't I see, John Henry, maybe you told me this, I can't remember, but that Honest to God is like the second most popular Christian program in Australia or something like that?
I think it was significantly below second, but we did get a letter from the Australian whatever radio or podcast something.
Right. I think it was the second most for new podcasts that were under a year old.
Right.
I think that was where it was.
In Christianity. There are a lot of sort of caveats before you get to that ranking. But
that were produced in Roswell, Georgia. That
air at 4 a.m. on Catholic AM radio.
And if you don't want to pay international fees, and we said the website, but you can also Google Community of Hope Quest, and it will probably pop up as the right page as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. You don't have an excuse now. You're missing out if you don't.
That's right. That's right. I was on the way over here, and I thought about the fact that we are the 5 o'clock hour, so many people are on their way home. And one of the things that I feel like Honest to God does is it helps to guide the journey home for maybe some lost young adults out there. So,
that's a pretty good segue there.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So, we're on the journey home with people coming home from work, and Honest to God brings the young adults home.
Well, and going back to what I said a little earlier, if you want to dip your toe into Honest to God, if you've never heard of this before, go check out our page and type in conversion stories. Search for some conversion stories that we've done in the past.
Those are your favorites, aren't they?
They are my favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about them. I think they're pretty amazing and pretty powerful when you dig into some of these.
Is there one that stands out to you?
So Janice might have mentioned this a minute ago, but Pierce, his recent one was really amazing. Did you listen to that one?
Well, I was on the show after that, and then everyone said when they got out, man, that was amazing. And I remember thinking, I need to go and listen to that, because it's the story of him, mm-hmm. you know, going from being a Calvinist, actually mm-hmm. a young Calvinist, to then Catholicism. And I mean, he's a manly guy. So
he's a very manly guy. Yeah.
He's good to listen to.
He was on our pledge drive yesterday.
Oh, yes, Pierce was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and good guy.
What I liked about Pierce's was his love of Mary, and he talked about how he had been raised to not necessarily hate Mary, but a lot of his teaching that he learned was not about how we venerate and honor Mary versus
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then him sort of it was going online and sort of getting in these flame wars with a group of Catholics trying to prove to all the Catholics why they were wrong about everything that eventually brought him into the church.
That's right.
I mean, really beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I think one of the, just speaks to some of the power of digital media and in bringing people, especially even my personal conversion story. Honest to God was not around when I did my reversion, but what really brought me were two main factors. One was that I could experience other young adults that mm-hmm. actually believe the things that I believe. So I sure. knew that I wouldn't be walking into a world and be kind of a weirdo. I'm like, oh, there's other normal people around. And that gave me them permission to then actually start following Father Mike on his podcast, back 10, 12 years ago, and literally through those conversations and other podcasts and Honest to God being one of them, you kind of get catechized in a totally. Way that's very low bar and low threatening in this world where, you know, there's a lot of things thrown at young adults and it's hard to stick your neck out there, but you can listen pretty passively.
Yeah, what I don't think a lot of people realize, especially in older generations, is how sort of on fire, I think, young adults are in general for something, right? Sometimes it's something great, sometimes it's something not great. But I know that you were talking earlier about being a millennial. I also fall in sort of the millennial category, and I think we had a long time there of millennials that there's one real sin we're guilty of, it's the sin of apathy, just sort of this empty, cynical, nothing, whatever. But what I'm seeing more and more of, and I, you know, praise be God, I get to work with young people like Laura here at schools. I give a lot of talks at colleges and young men's groups and things like that, is these young men now, young women as well, but I work much more closely with young men, are really on fire. And a lot of them, they want so desperately to burn for something. Modernity has sort of hollowed out so much of our identity in the West in particular, but globally. And it's amazing sort of the responses you get. And once again, that fire, that burning in the belly that you have of young people for something, right? And what we want to do here at Honest to God is just be a small foot soldier in that fight for what we serve those young people to be truth, right? To say, hey, here's the real deal, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to be on fire for something, I hope, right? We want fire. Jesus Christ even says, right, be hot or cold, the lukewarm I'm going to spill from my mouth. I'll take fire in most directions over sort of apathy and nothingness. But what's really convenient about the Catholic Church is that the fullness of truth is found in it, right? Because Jesus Christ founded the church.
Good.
And that's kind of what we're after. That's our main mission.
That's
well,
great.
And when I was a young adult, there really wasn't any, well, there was definitely nothing like Honest to God because we didn't have podcasts back then. Mm-hmm. but there really wasn't a whole lot for young adults in the Catholic world.
Sure.
I didn't experience it anyway. So I kind of fell away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Went off to college, you know, stopped going to mass, didn't go to confession. And, you know, it was a long time I was away. And I think that what you're doing here with Honest to God and plus I think a lot of parishes are having young adult groups now.
More and more, thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them, I know like St. Lawrence and Lawrenceville has a very strong young adult group and everything. And there's some other ones too. That's just one that comes to mind. But if this is something that you feel is important, you know, to keep young adults from, because that's really, you know, where if you're going to stray from the church, that's about the time you're going to do it.
Sure.
Is, you know, 18 to, you know, 25, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to keep that from happening, to help prevent people from leaving, support this.
Absolutely.
Support the quest. Support Honest to God.
Yeah.
And give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com, or you can do it on the app as well. We're going to take a little break here in just a little bit, but mm-hmm. we got time. Do you have something to say?
It has been informed to me that there's one other way to donate, which is great since this is the young adult hour, and a lot of young adults may not want to call or download an app. They can do it with Venmo.
Oh, heck
yeah. Oh, we got that going now,
yeah,
huh?
We do. It's just been informed. So you can Venmo at Quest Atlanta. Very simple. At Quest Atlanta. So there
at
is
the Quest Atlanta.
Was
it Quest? They changed
it's Quest.
It?
It was incorrect
Sorry.
Before. So it's at Quest Atlanta. Atlanta. And so just QUESTATLANTA. So if you can go on the Venmo app, which I know every young adult out there listening has.
Absolutely.
You can donate
And you can
way.
Put a little note in there. And so yep. if there's a particular subject that you, I mean, you can make something goofy like some people do, but if there's a subject that you want to hear on Honest to God, throw that in there too.
100%.
If you say like, I really want to know about, you know, this topic or, you know, holy metals or should Joe ask me out and we should talk about it, like,
or rotary telephones.
Rotary telephones.
Those are really the big four, I think.
Yeah, are the big four. Laura, if you were to have a topic that you would say, this is worth sponsoring, that you would want to talk about or listen to, what would that topic be?
Great question.
I would want to hear more about Mary and Modesty.
Ooh. Mary and Modesty?
Marion.
Mary and Modesty. Oh, I dig it. Done. Mm-hmm. When do you want to come on? We'll do that show.
Whatever.
Well, how much do we need to take to sponsor that? That show.
I don't know what you got in your pockets right now, Laura. $4.
I'm going to say it's $8,500, because that's our goal.
I'd say $8,500 by the end of the hour. You know, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Starting with four. Laura right now is throwing $4 on the counter. This is exciting stuff.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Anyone making over 150K, I know there's not a lot of young adults that are probably doing that, but there's probably a few adults out there who are making that. You're probably going to get that
parents.
Back. Or the parents. You'll get that back in your tax return if you're working a W-2. So go put that pressure on.
Absolutely. So let's take a little break, and we'll be back in just a little bit with the Honest to God crew here.
Fantastic. Quest. Thanks, Dave.
You're listening to the Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. Our theme is Community of Hope. After listening, if you are moved to make a pledge, please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. Remember, the Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations and pledges from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the pledge drive shortly. AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Katie Warner, author of Head and Heart, Becoming Spiritual Leaders for Your Family.
I had a lot of theology and faith study under my belt, but family life is new to everybody when they enter into it. And it's one thing to know your faith in theory, and a whole other thing to put it in practice in the midst of marriage and family life.
Hear this entire conversation on the Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest presents Virtue Minutes with Dr. Chris Gustafson.
So what is the virtue of fortitude? I've noticed an increased interest in this virtue lately. Well, we kind of live in a scary world. I would define fortitude as an attitude of courage or bravery as we face life challenges, but also as we face the fears in our life. Fortitude faces fear. What does Jesus have to say about all this? When Jesus speaks about fortitude, he uses the phrase to take heart. Take heart, it is I. Have no fear. I think that taking heart is digging really deep to rally our inner strength in order to face the monsters in our life. And the Holy Spirit helps us in all this. He gives us the gift of fortitude, one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which strengthens the virtue of fortitude.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
EWTN's Dan Burke with a few words about supporting the Quest.
It's like the Air Force that goes into a territory that is trying to loosen up the territory and dropping the bombs to loosen up the strongholds of the enemy. Catholic radio is that. And if you're working on the ground and you want your church to be healthy and you want your kids to have a beautiful church and you want your priests to be taken care of and you want all the good that you have, you better have that air cover that's constantly going in and helping people to know the truth. And without Catholic radio, I really do believe the church in the United States would be in really, really bad shape. So support the Quest. Nobody told us to say this, by the way, but I'm just saying it because I know it's true. They need your monthly recurring donations, which are really important, and of course your larger gifts. But Catholic radio is part of the necessary health of the church in the United States and in your city and in your town. If you want to make a huge difference, there's not many places you could give that can make a better difference than Catholic radio.
You can donate from the Quest Atlanta app or at thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
Community of Hope, is the theme of our spring pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
We are back with the Honest to God crew.
Wow. Super pumped to be here.
Mm-hmm. That took way too long. Way too long.
The break. I was dying.
Yeah. I was itching to get back. I'm so excited that we're back here.
Well, sorry, guys, you mentioned... No worries. You said off air, Producer Julian, I thought it was a great point, that we didn't pray.
We failed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would love it if Laura, our newest young adult, could bring us together in prayer, if she doesn't mind.
And we can actually take this prayer and then edit it into the beginning of the show before this airs. Oh, wait a minute. We're live. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can loop it on repeat and put it on YouTube for forever.
Great
right?
idea. There
we
10 go. Hour on loop. And you know, babe, every episode of Honest to God is filmed live.
We'll actually put it on Hallow. Let's do that.
All right. Well, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today to just be on fire for you and to spread that. And to just really, really help guide what we have to say to touch the lives and hearts of all the young adults around us and anybody else who's listening. And thank you for moving the generosity and charity in all the people's hearts who are donating today and will be donating later. We just thank you for this incredible opportunity and for all the people in this room and listening with us today. As we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
That was really good.
It was great, yeah. And you can tell she's been listening to Honest to God. So if you can, keep on donating so we can continue to breed new young adults like this. I should not have used the word breed, but that's okay.
People don't realize is that there's an adoration chapel next door.
So you get the Holy Spirit
coming in and superpowering
so
these prayers.
So we can raise young adults.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I do want to give a shout out, too, to the fact that right next door, every time we're on air, right, Jesus is literally physically present right over there all day, every day. It's pretty fantastic. And I think that this radio station accomplishes things that it never would be able to without that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a window to heaven or a earpiece to heaven.
Not that we're
in heaven, per se, but...
But he's hanging out right over there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And because we're so close, we're able to be a mouthpiece of heaven in ways I like to think.
Dave, don't you guys have Mass every day, too?
Not every day. Usually once a week, maybe twice a week, but we have a priest come in. The chapel holds, 15 people, maybe?
Great.
And it's awesome, and especially when you'd have a Mass where it's that intimate, you know, where it's... And a lot of times when they do the homily, it's almost like they're just kind of having a conversation with you, you know? It's a pretty cool experience. And in fact, all the Masses are on our event calendar. So if anybody wants to stop in and attend a daily Mass...
Oh, you can just swing by.
Just come on in. Yeah, absolutely.
See your donations at work with that beautiful chapel.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I made the mistake one time of accepting a priest's invitation to go to his private daily Mass. And you never realize how much you lean on everybody else, also knowing all the words, the responses, as when you're there by yourself with the priest who's pausing, and for some reason you've been saying it since you were born, you have no idea what the response is. Not fun.
What did you do when he passed the collection plate to you?
There was no pain. You just keep shaking it until you put more in there.
And you know, for me, I to this day, I still get mixed up between the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. Because they're so similar,
sure.
And I can't say either one of them by heart because I always end up mixing up the words to the other one. So I like my parish has the big screens up on the, exactly.
Yeah. We have the little laminated Latin responses to all the things, which I have to look at, and then I lose my place, and I'm confidently moving my mouth, making gibberish sounds until my brain kicks into, oh, that's right, now we're here.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No.
That's right, yeah. Because we are, myself, I am a member of both St. Michael the Archangel and Our Lady of the Mountains. I help out with the youth group there at St. Michael's. And
great youth program at St. Michael's.
OLM has during Lent and Advent, they do a lot of Latin. So, and it's also, right now, a pilgrimage site for the Jubilee year. So those who are listening, if you want to come up to the mountains in Jasper, it's a gorgeous parish, and we recommend it.
Plenary indulgence, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know where all the Jubilee doors are?
I do not.
But we collectively, as the church,
somebody does.
It's on the website.
Laura
somewhere.
Knows.
Somewhere. Laura knows.
I only know where one is. There's one at St. Brendan's.
Oh, there's one at St. Brendan's,
yeah.
too?
That's I think it's cool. the one going into the chapel, actually.
Oh, nice. Oh.
I think there's one at the end of the Camino.
That's a little less accessible, Michael. I'm going to have a hard time getting to that one. No, you did it, though. Didn't you do the Camino?
I just did little pieces of it.
That's cool. No, you still did. Yeah. It's like saying, I tell people all the time, when I was hiking the Appalachian Trail, and maybe what they hear is when I was hiking the entire Appalachian Trail all the way up to Katahdin, but what I really mean is when I took like a 30-minute stroll one afternoon down the Appalachian Trail. That's so cool that you got to do that.
Hmm. It is. I don't know. Maybe we should take a little walk down to the call center again.
It's crowded. You wanna... All right, let's go. Let's do it.
Should we do that? Yeah, come on. Let's see what's going on in there. It's, I'm having a hard time finding my way.
No, I know. It's
it's active, all right. Whew. That's for sure. Lots going
Surprised
on in
the
here.
Smoke detectors aren't going off. This is wild.
So Daisy from Woodstock, it's in honor of Julian and Laura. Shout out to my Life Team crew.
Oh, thanks, Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I love Life Team.
Also, Rachel in Jasper, she is super pumped to make this pledge.
Super pumped, wow. Rachel. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. That's exciting.
Absolutely. Andy in Roswell is answering the Honest to God Challenge. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Amanda in Woodstock, Honest to God shout out. Amanda is best friend with Laura, and it's Laura's birthday today. We knew that already.
Happy birthday, Laura. Thank you, Amanda.
You can have 18-year-olds giving donations.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
It is.
You know, no excuse if you're making money.
No, none at all.
Yeah. Chris in Canton, in honor of daughter Laura.
This is great. We got to have Laura on Honest to God soon. This is
right?
awesome.
I agree.
I just know some great Catholic people.
That's great.
And then Rosemary from Roswell, thank you very much for your generosity. Let's get out of here. The noise is killing me here.
Ooh, man.
There we go. Yeah.
Ears are ringing.
Uh-huh.
It's warmer in there than you realize.
It is.
All those people.
Because of all the activity going on, you know?
Yeah. It is strange to me, though, that you guys are still using the rotary dial phones.
Right.
I hate to bring it all the way back to that, but that was, I like it. There's
more money with the normal phones, but it adds some flair to it.
Well, definitely neater.
Yeah. And we have the person, like, with all those patch cords plugging in, you know, trying to get the calls to the right person.
And
a
guy with one of the old, like, cash rate, which is the paper reels going off the top of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
there's
quite
only
an experience.
One person in 50s garb, though.
Which was off-putting, actually. Almost the fact that they weren't all dressed the part.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like this game. Could we just keep describing the call center? I can do this all day.
And Laura's looking at it like, what is any of this?
I mean, I'm a little old-fashioned, so I don't really mind.
Well, can I ask Laura some interview questions?
Please
since
do.
She's on air.
So is this kind of like what, if I don't listen to Honest God, is this maybe somewhat what Honest God might be like?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think we'll probably get sort of that vibe. It's me and producer Julian and usually a crew in here of two, three, or four people. Mm-hmm. And whatever the topic is, we dig in. Sometimes it is it's a one-person conversion story kind of deal. Sometimes there's four people and we're talking about anything under the sun, but we'll give a little taste of it. I'm genuinely curious though to hear about Laura in particular. Sorry for putting you on the spot. Laura had no idea that this was about to happen. So Laura, you're 18 years old,
yeah,
right, and you're Catholic. And stop me if I say anything that's not true. You believe that the fullness of faith is found in the Catholic Church, right? You believe that Jesus Christ is truly present in the Eucharist. You believe you're in line with the moral teachings of the Church. To anybody out there who might be listening and thinking, how is that possible? Those people don't exist anymore in the year 2025, right? What is it that you attribute your faith to? Why are you an 18-year-old girl, young woman, who still considers yourself strongly rooted in the Church of Jesus Christ?
I'm going to have to say it's my community. My family is a big part of it. It's something that I could take for granted, not because I'm not thankful, but just because I don't think about it.
Sure.
But it was just going to Mass as a family, praying with my family, just simple things like that. And then having great friends that hold me accountable when I start to fall short.
Did you have a period of sort of difficulties and doubts and struggles with your faith?
See, when I was younger, I had some. It was a little difficult to really understand like how all this is really possible and to really even fathom that. But I think once you just forget about trying to think about how it's possible and just realize that it is possible, it's so much better.
That's super cool. That's fantastic. What about a wider community, parish community, whatever? What does that look like for you?
Going to our youth group, going to our school. Like, I go to St. John Bosco, and it's
I've
an incredible
school. I've heard of St. John Bosco. Why do you say it's an incredible school? What do you like about it?
Any teachers in particular?
Yeah. I mean, there's this great teacher that just teaches history and theology of the body.
Oh, nice.
He's pretty spot on with that.
No, but you do think that sort of it's the community that you grew up around.
Definitely
that,
the community.
One thing that I find so important, and you can tell me if you disagree, but there are so many solid, awesome Catholic families, but they're insular to a degree where the only people who are saying, hey, these things are true, these things matter, Jesus Christ loves you, right? Stick to the sacraments, all those good things that we need reminders of, that doesn't go outside of the family, right? You have fantastic families, but they're separate. They're set apart from everything, and they're not part of a wider community. And I'll never forget going to the college that Julie and I graduated from. Mm-hmm. Big shout out, Southern Catholic College, Dawsonville, Georgia, mm-hmm. 2005 to 2010.
2010,
R.I.P.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right on a golf course.
Yes,
yeah.
But showing up and all of a sudden saying, wait a minute, you're under the age of 74 years old, and you are inviting me to daily Mass, and you're inviting me to go do stations, or you're inviting me to pray a rosary with you at night. Who are you, and why is this allowed? I don't know. What are your thoughts on sort of wider community and its impact on you?
I don't know. That's harder to answer, but I think overall, I think when you see it, the people who are on fire,
sure,
you want that too.
Laura's being very modest. She just recently directed the Living Stations of the Cross at St. Michael
the
Archangel.
With the help of Julian.
I just pushed buttons like I usually do, as our listeners know. But she directed that, and she also helped to plan and execute a nun run, right?
Well,
she's being so modest.
I can't
right
take the credit for that. That was totally my sister. She's 18 months younger than me, probably one of my best friends in the whole world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Love her. She was the one that I think really inspired all that. I was discerning religious life for a while, and I can attribute that completely to my sister, because while I was always like, oh yeah, I could do that, it's kind of cool, I really became open to it when she orchestrated a nun run a few years back, and she just got the right people involved, the right convents involved.
Well, can you tell us what a nun run is?
Yeah, please. And is there another
please
one?
Well, does everyone have to wear a particular outfit?
I was just going to say, please tell me they were all wearing their habits.
And whoever runs the fastest, what do they win?
It's actually not a race.
Oh, dang.
But in a way, it is a dash. You're traveling to as many convents as you can in a relatively short period of time, where you're really just trying to get exposure to the different convents, see, oh, like, is this something I could do? Is this something I feel called to? You get to spend time with those religious, and it's really beautiful, especially when you get to see their charisms. And yeah, my sister is planning another one in this upcoming June, and I hear they're going all over the place, and it's really cool. I'm really glad I went on the first one.
Mm. So you drive from convent to convent, learning about
yeah
different charisms.
It's really great.
Wow. Incredible.
Are you like inviting the wider community to this? What's the...
It's, yeah, any young women who are discerning or even just open to it that want to possibly do this, it's incredible.
And
really
how
great
would they get involved?
Emailing my sister, calling.
What is okay that email?
That's right.
Email.
Yeah.
I have to pull that up.
Okay.
Glad
she
you
pulls
asked
that up.
Producer Julie.
While she pulls that up, if you're liking this conversation and things like this and want to support and hear more of it, we are in a pledge drive right now, which means we are trying to raise $8,500. I think we are pretty darn close, and we have a matching grant, right, matching up to $2,000. So if you, it's buy one, get one. So anything that you give now will be doubled, and you'll be able to, you know, continue to support Julian and John Henry here and bringing these amazing stories like Laura's to young adults and even people in India and Australia and New Zealand.
The total for this hour so far is $1,575.
We've got to bump those up a little bit.
So we've got $400 some odd left in the matching fund. So let's make sure we don't leave any of that on the table.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, Laura, you got that info?
Yeah, I got the info. I would say you can text my sister at 678-209-6772. And it's really great because it's for women ages 14 to 18. Just a wonderful experience to get involved in your community, meet other young women also open to the religious life, and get to spend some incredible time with these nuns. So
I would imagine that even if you're not considering a religious life like that, but you know, maybe you think, oh, I want to be married and have a family or whatever, but even going on this nun run, you're going to experience something. You're going to get something out of it, you know? Yeah.
And for those who missed the contact information, I help run a site called cityonpurpose.com. I'm going to get that nun run on the site. So if you just Google nun run, probably in the next week or so, we'll get all the contact information, the details there for you. So don't worry if you didn't catch that. Just worry about pulling over and safely donating to Honest to God.
Yes,
and then we will get all the information public and Google available to you.
And so how many nuns actually run? None.
Hey, did you just come up with that, Dave? That's pretty good.
Did.
Hey. That was pretty good.
I mean, if you want to go play sports with the sisters,
they do, though. Yeah, there's some serious ballers. Yeah.
It's a funny story. I don't know if told out there, my wife, her favorite story about nuns and running was when she showed up to the Vatican very early, and the Pope was there, and everyone in the front gate were all nuns. And so when you go to the Mass, they open up the gates, and you think that they're all virtuous and kind, but man, when they open up the gates,
sharp
they turn
elbows.
Into a shrimp. A sprint, sharp elbows, and some of the most, I don't say mean, but aggressive.
Sure.
Were some of these nuns. And another priest in the Vatican, I know I will not say his name, but he has affirmed that some of the most ferocious people he's ever met have been nuns in all the positive ways.
Yeah, God bless them. We need ferocity in our nuns. Yes. I kind of dig it. My sister-in-law just took final vows this past summer at a convent up in New Ulm, Minnesota.
Really?
Which was pretty fantastic. And she, like you said, Dave, she had no inclination. This was not something that she was planning on doing. She was she'd graduated college and started working at an organization called St. Paul's Outreach, doing a bunch of campus ministry, and all of a sudden just sort of got to be friends with these sisters, and that was about 7.5 years ago. So she's took her final vows, and she's up there in New Ulm with the Handmaids of the Heart of Jesus forever.
That's beautiful.
Good stuff it is. It's beautiful. She's so happy.
Sounds very similar to Sister Miriam James' story. Had no plan. She was a student athlete in D1, all sorts of scholarships, and her story is incredible. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure you do.
But before you do that, make sure you call 470-508-1160 and make a pledge here for our pledge drive. That's 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. Or you can donate online at questatlanta.com or on our app.
You memorized all that.
How was that? Yes, every word of it.
And if you've already done all that and you're wondering, how can I get more involved with Honest to God, make sure that you go on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Actually, go on both and subscribe on both. And then go on YouTube, and it's youtube.com/@Honest2God. And you can go there and you can hit subscribe and then go through and like and comment on every single
video. I don't know how many hundreds there are, but every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then make another YouTube account on a separate computer with a different IP and then do it again.
And we haven't gotten this approved from the Vatican, but we have proposed that you get a plenary indulgence just for doing that.
That has been proposed.
Yes.
So we're not saying you can do that, but we're not saying that you can't long term. We're going to work on that one.
Yeah.
And to be a good Catholic, you really need to strengthen your ask skills. Ask for forgiveness.
100%.
Ask for support.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for prayers. And so whether you gave or not, whether you have capacity or not, what you can do is strengthen those Catholic muscles and ask one of your friends. Ask Uncle Rich Bob to shoot out that. We're missing $400 to be able to get to that $2,000 match, guys. We don't want to leave free money on the table. So ask Rich Uncle Joe. Ask mom who got that nice tax refund.
Yes.
It will be put to great use.
Yeah, just share it. to someone who's not even Catholic, because who knows what that'll even do for them.
Mm-hmm. Make a TikTok dance and share it with your friends. I don't know how good that'll spread, but it'll get their attention.
It might. I will say one of my favorite things about working on Honest to God is, we obviously do full-length, hour-long episodes, but we also do a number of these shorts that are pretty fantastic for shooting over to the young adult in your life or somebody who has some questions. And it gets into, just real quick, couple-minute conversation about X, Y, or Z. And once again, I would be willing to bet that if you can come up with a topic, we've probably done an episode on it, or we're going to do one shortly. And if we haven't, please shoot us an email. What's that email again?
Yeah, it's youngadults@thequestatlanta.com. And you can either volunteer to get involved, you can not volunteer to be, as we're now calling them, contestants or panelists on the show. And there's just a million ways that you can get involved after you, of course, donate. But we don't technically make that a requirement to come on the show that way.
I know.
You can also put it in the comments section of Venmo at Quest Atlanta. So if you put the topic request in at Quest Atlanta Venmo donation, that will be seen as well.
It will, yes. And please do. And comments and likes, it really helps us to reach the broader audience, because that is how the algorithms worked. We've kind of had to play with how the young adult sphere operates and navigates the digital world. And that's why we generally ask for likes and comments, because it does help to reach it. So you are actually evangelizing just by hitting that like button.
One thing that I also learned, too, is Spotify just changed their settings very recently, in that they used to auto-download. And auto-downloads are one of the biggest thing that lead to the algorithm. So if you have it on Spotify, you now need to just go in to the three little dots, click follow or something in there, and then click auto-download, and that will make sure that you get it in your phone every single week. But also, I mean, that's a huge help for the algorithm for Honest to God.
It is. Yeah, and it's not a much space. It's less space than one picture if you're on Spotify.
Our entire catalog. Don't check that out, but I'm pretty sure.
That's not what I said. I mean, one episode.
Nope. What we meant is it's unlimited. You can put as much as you want on Spotify. It doesn't count.
Well, that's true.
Yep.
So if this is the kind of programming you like, Honest to God, the show made by young adults, for young adults, that's what we're doing here at The Quest. We're coming up with new programs all the time. We've got Legislation Made Simple on the weekends. We've got the new morning show, The Morning Quest, with Josh and Allison.
I love that. Who else is on that show?
Well, sometimes Dave, sometimes me, Dave. Every now and then. So if that's the kind of thing you want to support, we're developing new shows all the time. We got another one called Crossed Wire starting next month, and it takes resources to make this happen. So 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160 is the number to call. You can donate at questatlanta.com or on the app. And I'm not going to go down to the, let's not go down to the call center. I just got handed a note from
that's,
the call center just
was.
Because it's too much noise and everything in there. But Mary Ann in Dunwoody, that's in honor of Linda and Jean in the 3 o'clock hour today. And then Katie says, in honor of Janice, John Henry, Julian, thank you for allowing me to share my conversion story and allowing me to grow in the wonderful community.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is great. Thank you, Katie. Yeah. And I will say that was a decent little segue, actually. Honest to God is a show. It's a radio show. It's a podcast. But it is also, it's formed a pretty beautiful community by connecting a lot of people. We come in here and we just sit in here and hang out, right, and have conversations. Right. The green room back there is full of people. There's food back there. It's fun. It's a good community building experience, and we've created a lot of really good relationships. Going back to what we were saying earlier about how important community is, especially with young families, with young adults, that's a huge part of this ministry.
It's massive, and we have such a reach. We're also, the Honest to God is on Athens Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. We're featured on EWTN, and we're talking to other radio stations to try and expand it even further.
Yep, absolutely.
No, when I was on, I mean, I'm sure people might have heard some guest appearances on Honest God, but when I was on the morning show, literally I had a few people reach out afterwards just learning about my story and my project, and it was an incredible reach, and it wasn't even from someone who actually listened to the show. It was someone who said, hey, you should go reach out to this person because I heard about this thing, and I was like, whoa. I mean, you hear about the reach, but it actually advances ministries beyond just the quest, beyond just the shows, beyond just honest to God. There are these waves that happen, and I'm kind of a speaking testament to some of that, that there's been people who have, you know, reached out because of word of mouth and second and third degree connections.
Mm-hmm. There's the music.
I hear the music.
All right. I think it's time. That went by fast.
It did. That's what he warned us about.
I know. Awesome, Dave. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Honest to God, John Henry Spann and Julian and Michael and Laura, thank you all for being here and keeping this mission going here.
It's always a blast, Dave. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all you're doing here.
Mission. Donate.